This is Free Talk Live, the Friday edition, kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves, as always, and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, Mark, you know, when you and I bring in the exact same show prep, we got to talk about it. I mean, we always bring in different things that we find interesting, and we go back and forth. But tonight we agreed on a major piece of prep, and I'm going to let you have this one because it's, well, if this was your issue, I mean, the whole sex offender thing, you're behind the sex offender registries, you think it's a good idea, you're all for it, and now here, again, is yet another unintended consequence, one more thing that, who could have predicted this?
Who could have?
What's going on, Mark?
From the Toledo Blade, Columbus, an Ohio legislative panel yesterday rubber-stamped an unprecedented process that would allow sex offenders to be publicly identified and tracked, even if they've never been charged with a crime. Now, forget convicted of a crime, right?
Not
just
even charged.
Charged.
They're not even anything more than an alleged sex offender.
Right. Apparently, somebody said they did something.
Oh, my goodness.
No one in attendance voiced opposition to rules submitted by Attorney General Jim Petro's office to the Joint Committee on Agency Rule Review, consisting of members of the Ohio House and Senate.
Nobody objected.
No. No, why would they? The committee's decision.
I don't know. Maybe they care about rights, privacy.
Due process.
The Constitution, Bill of Rights.
Yeah. None of those things concern these politicians.
In Ohio?
The committee's decision to not interfere with the rules puts Ohio in a position to become the first state to test a civil registry. The concept was offered by Roman Catholic bishops as an alternative to opening a one-time window for the filing of civil lawsuits alleged child sexual abuse that occurred as long as 35 years ago. A recently enacted law shows county prosecutors, the state attorney general, or as a last resort, alleged victims to ask judges to civilly declare someone to be a sex offender even when there has been no criminal verdict or successful lawsuit.
This is reminiscent of what's going on over in Great Britain, where they have the police there have the ability to just hand out fines, hand out punishments right there in the street, mm-hmm. Based on what they call antisocial behavior orders. And essentially, the police have been given more jurisdiction to just become judge and jury right there on the spot. It's kind of similar to that, the idea being that there goes due process right out the window. But this, they're focusing on sex offenders or alleged sex offenders. You're telling me that they're calling this civil. What is it? How do they?
A civil registry.
A civil registry doesn't sound very civil to me.
It looks really outrageous. What they're trying to do is handle a situation with the Roman Catholic bishops. You know, when they with the bishops themselves, but with the priests. You know, the issue of the priests touching boys a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure they're still doing it.
Maybe some are.
Okay,
I mean, there's one or two,
yeah.
or
10.
Perhaps 10. I don't think 100. There's probably not 100 in the United States touching boys.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's to handle that because, you know, a lot of the incidents occurred a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
so the idea is to just let people make accusations,
right,
and then say, okay, it is duly noted that Father McCree has allegedly touched some boys.
Sack of the blue, apparently, yes. And the idea is that you would either be a prosecutor or it would be state's attorney. And apparently, as last resort, alleged victims, and they could then, you know, go before a judge and say, well, we have a lot of evidence, you know, we have a lot of accusations against Father McCree. We don't really have any evidence, and all of it's 25 years old, and we would like him, you know,
like to add him to the civil registry.
We want people to know that he's a boy toucher, and but we don't really want to bring up, we can't bring charges against him.
Wow. Give me more detail.
Okay. The rule spells out how the untried process would work. It would largely treat a person placed on the civil registry the same way a convicted sex offender is treated under Ohio's so-called Megan's Law. The person's name, address, photograph would be placed on a new internet database, and the person would be subjected to the same registration and county community notification requirements. Get that. Not only are they going to put your name and picture on the internets for...
as a sex offender.
As a sex offender. And I don't know how accessible this will be, whether it's just to...
it's an internet site. It's going to be available to anyone in Ohio.
Not necessarily. You could have. It could be a state site.
You and I both know that anybody's going to have access to this, Mark.
I believe that to be the case. Yes.
This is insane.
I
feel really sorry for anybody living in Ohio right now.
And don't forget, there's restrictions on where he could live too.
Right. So, like not within 1,000 feet of a school, sort of thing.
So essentially, he is convicted at that point.
Boom.
Of... sex,
at the point of accusation.
Yeah. That's it. You don't get any time for...
Do you even get to find out who your accuser is? I mean, it doesn't even sound like that. It sounds like the accuser gets to go to the prosecutor or go to the authorities, make an accusation against somebody, and they're saying that this was created for the purpose of cataloging the Catholic priests, but it's going to be something that they're allowing anybody in.
Sure. Once the rule's made, it doesn't say
right. Specifically
for Roman Catholic priests. It says just...
That's anybody.
The Attorney General's office said it continues to hold decisions with a group representing a daycare operators about one of the rules pertaining to what such facilities would do with information they might receive pertaining to someone in the registry if that person is living nearby.
Okay.
So apparently it's a little up in the air as far as what you're going to do with the information and where you know, what rules as far as you can live. But that's it.
I mean, just it.
You're essentially convicted.
This is what you get, Mark. This is what you get.
This is rattling the chains
for the sex offender registry, and now here you go. Now there's not even a conviction required.
That's ridiculous.
Point.
That's like saying...
No, this is ridiculous.
No. Wait, just a second. It's like saying we shouldn't punish murderers because the punishment for murder could be given to somebody who is just accused by anybody. This is a punishment for a crime, and these people have not been convicted for it.
Yeah.
That's just an abuse of due process. It has nothing to do with sex offenders registries.
It has everything to do with sex offender registry.
Other than that, the punishment.
It has everything to do with it because that's where the idea came from. If nobody had ever come up with this sex offender idea, registry idea in the first place, then they wouldn't be able to parlay it into this.
Look, them doing this to somebody is tantamount to you throwing somebody into prison without giving them a trial.
Yeah.
Okay? This is a punishment for a crime. And that's wrong, too.
I agree. It's absolutely outrageous.
That's all. I mean, so you're just... All I'm saying is that a sex offender registry is part of the punishment of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that the government's going to do a good job with it. I think that they're going to grow it, misuse it, abuse it, and we would have to watch out. But I think that the public wants that. I support...
The public want this?
The public probably doesn't care. When it comes to sex offenders, it's a label you can just toss on somebody, and suddenly you've labeled
them. You let them take so many steps, and then they just keep going. You let them take enough steps to create the sex offender registry in the first place, which, as I've said before, Mark, is a fine idea if you want to do it privately. If you want to set up Mark's PI firm, private investigative firm, and you're going to create a sex offender registry for those people who've been convicted of the crimes, and it'll be your responsibility to follow the people around and keep tabs on them and learn where they're going, learn where they're living, then that's fine. Because if people really want that service, then they'll pay you to keep your service operating. Fine. I have no problem with it in that case.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have here is the government doing what it always does. It takes one idea, starts with that idea, creates that program, then it decides, we need to do more of this. We need to expand. We need more rules, more regulations, more laws.
We can watch all this stuff. We can keep an eye on everything. We'll make sure that no children ever get touched again.
And you said
it's just bullcrap.
And you're saying that people are going to be fine with this, and you're probably right about that. But if you're in Ohio right now, and I know we've got people listening in the Athens area, if you feel like this is a good idea, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. If this sounds like a good idea to you on its face, I want to know why. And secondly, I want to know how you would feel if somebody decided to accuse you of something. Because it sounds like that's all it's going to take at this point, is somebody coming forward with an accusation. And these things don't necessarily require a lot of evidence for conviction anyway. I mean, if it's a little kid versus you, it's his word against hers.
You're in rough shape.
Right, so it's already easy to convict.
They were able to prove in that Janet Reno case in South Florida, they were able to prove that the people at the a daycare center that were accused of, the whole daycare center was accused of touching kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all these kids saying, it did happen, because they got in front of these psychologists who made them touch dolls and that kind of thing. They were able to prove none of it ever happened.
What happened to the people?
They were released from prison, finally.
Still on the sex offender registry?
I don't know. I don't imagine.
More's on the way. If you think this is a good idea, I want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you, and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. By the way, if you're wondering where our usual Friday night co-host Johnson is, he is running late. He's got a new gig that he's been working at, and it's been kind of cutting into his Friday times. 1-800-259-9231. Story out of Ohio that, Mark, you just read to us a moment ago.
From the Toledo Blade. Essentially, they can convict, or not convict, they can list you on the sex offender registry of theirs without you ever having been convicted.
Just on an accusation.
Without you ever having been charged.
Yep.
And you have to, essentially, you have to report in and say where you're living and you can't live within certain distances.
It's the same exact punishment. They're going to give out, they're going to dole out the same exact punishment to those people who are accused of being sex offenders as they are going to those who have been convicted. Which makes me wonder, with this sort of mentality in this country that we have right now, with, in regards to terrorism that we've heard so many times on Free Talk Live, we heard it over the weekend, this idea that, well, if the government accuses you of being a terrorist, you must be a terrorist, why bother going through a trial? Why bother going through all that? Well, maybe they're going to take that same logic and apply it to this. I mean, if the rules... So follow me here, Mark. If the rules say that if you get convicted of being a sex offender, you go into the sex offender registry and you have to keep up to date, and the other rule says you don't even have to be convicted and you go into the sex offender registry and you have to keep the officials up to date, and the exact same punishment, why bother going through the process anymore? I mean, if you can just throw people into the registry at the whim of a prosecutor, why bother even taking anyone to court?
Well, I'm interested in what are they going to do to me if I've been put on this civil list and I decide I'm not going to obey their rules.
Right. What if they come to you and say, excuse me, Mark, we've heard that you're going to be moving here soon. What's your new address? And then you say, not telling.
At that point, you would have had to have moved. They get a hold of you, say, by your cell phone. You know, you have
right.
the same cell
phone.
Buddy? You have looks like we've heard that, we sent a letter to your previous address and it came back, returned to sender, and you don't live there anymore. Where do you live now?
You're on the sex offender registry,
right.
Mark. You're going to have to tell me by penalty of law.
Go to hell.
Okay, we're going to come arrest you.
And what for?
As soon as we find you.
What for? What?
For violating the rules.
Which rule?
The rules and regulations.
A law. You can't pass a law that I'm.
I can, and I did.
Right, that's the thing.
We've done it.
They're essentially convicting people without trials.
This is insanity. And it doesn't belong in a so-called free nation. It does not belong in America. But it's really disturbing to me the tendency to go in this direction. I mean, we're going in there with terrorists. If they're accused of being a terrorist, then why bother trying them? Now, if they're accused of being a sex offender, why bother trying them? Just add them to the registry. Control them. If they're accused of being an immigrant, why bother trying them? Why bother? I mean, if they're accused of being a drug dealer, why bother with all this due process? I mean, we could sure free up a lot of court time if we didn't try anybody anymore. Just throw them up, lock away the key, forget about them.
What are you trying to get? Are you trying to lose jobs for judges?
This is insane. I mean, if anybody is behind this, I really want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, somebody thinks this is a good idea, right?
The politicians do.
Let's go to Kenneth in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Kenneth, what's up?
Hi, what's the frequency, Kenneth?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, that's who I said I am.
Got it.
Listen, I got a sort of a civil disobedience thing I want to try out here. I've received a notice for $81 from a bill collector for the state of Colorado.
What for?
Because my employer is out of state, and he doesn't take Colorado tax out of my check.
Like an income tax?
Right.
Okay.
And I made the mistake of actually filing the tax and paying the tax on time and the amount that they required on their interactive form on the website.
And that was a mistake. Why?
That was a mistake because they know about me.
I see. So if you hadn't have paid the tax once, then you would have been totally under the radar.
Right. And now, even though I've done everything legally, well, I don't know about that. That's part of the dispute. Now they've penalized me $81 because I didn't have my tax payments deducted from my check during the year.
And that's a mandate in Colorado? You can't pay after the fact?
Apparently. I mean, I paid my taxes on tax day.
Right. Not good enough, apparently.
Not good
Colorado.
Enough. And when they sent me the notice, I ignored it. And I wanted to see what happened. And then they
How
sent
long
it
ago
to,
was this?
Oh, it was... 94 tax, and I got the notice about a year ago.
Wait, from 1994?
I'm sorry, 2004.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2004 tax, and I got the notice about a year ago.
Okay.
And now this parasitical company called Integral Recoveries in Inglewood, Colorado, so everybody knows who they are, so they should be ashamed of themselves.
Allegedly, mm-hmm.
Yeah, has sent me this this notice. Now, the way I figure it, they're going to make $80.
Wait, they sent you to collections?
Yeah.
The Colorado Department of
Revenue? For $81, that's correct.
Okay.
And, of course, it says I'm going to have a tax lien filed on my property if I don't pay it.
Oh,
right.
Gosh.
So they've actually hired a parasitical company to do the nasty work
mm-hmm.
for them, and they're going to make all the money. The taxpayers won't even get any of the money, the way I figure it, because it's $81.
Sure. I mean, they're going to have to pay these guys to collect, right?
Usually
right.
It's a percentage, though, Kenneth.
Yeah, but it couldn't possibly be worth doing unless they're getting enough money. My bet is
no.
Right.
The state's making it worth their while.
Well, I mean, how much have they been harassing you? I mean,
I just got my first letter, but believe me, I don't want a tax lien on my property.
So what are you going to do? You're going to pay the collector?
This is what it's all about. I've got 81 singles in my hand,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to use the Postal Service to send it to them because I don't want to accidentally violate a federal law.
Ooh, right, right.
I'm trying to figure out the nastiest way that I can...
Whoa, you okay?
I dropped my phone.
No,
okay. I'm trying to figure out...
You didn't fall down the stairs. That's okay.
That'd be really bad.
I'm trying to figure out the nastiest way to send them the $81 without breaking any laws. I'm thinking about gluing the bills together.
Oh. Hmm. They're gonna throw something at you. I mean, if you make it difficult on them, they're going to... We've seen these cases before.
Well, the cool thing is they're not the government.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying.
So I'm wondering exactly, you know, where the line is.
Hmm.
Now, I ruled out white powder, okay? I don't want Homeland Security.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to pay them in cocaine or something. I'm sorry.
No, I mean flour. But okay. I ruled all that out. I don't want anything that could be construed as violent because I don't need the trouble.
No, certainly not.
I'm figuring I might get away since they're legal tender. I might get away with gluing them together and sending them to them.
I don't know
I've paid
about
my bill.
Gluing them together. That sounds like you're ruining it as opposed to something else. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe you could put a nasty card in there, perhaps a picture of yourself in some position.
I eat something really sticky while I'm paying the bill.
Maybe.
You could. Or
to where they could separate them if they needed to.
Yeah, well, I want them to be able to get them apart. But fortunately, they're made of linen. Linen's not like paper.
Yeah,
you can get them apart.
That's
even
true.
If they're glued together, generally.
Well, I mean, give it a shot.
There was a case in Naples where I think it was 100 or so pieces of mail had to be disposed of, and letters sent to the senders saying that apparently. Maybe a mail clerk had urinated on the letters.
There's always the pennies option as well.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I probably couldn't get it in a reasonable-sized envelope.
And it's expensive to ship.
Yeah.
Right, that much is true. Good luck. Let us know what happens, and maybe post the idea on the bulletin board system.
Yeah, and I'd sure like people to call in with ideas if they got them.
Thank you, Kenneth. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. If you've got an idea for how he can pay his $81 fine, this is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up virtually anything. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And the toll-free number again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. It's free. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to FreeStateProject.org. Again, that's FreeStateProject.org. So we were just talking with Kenneth in Colorado. He's facing an $81 fine, and he was wondering how to pay it. And we suggested maybe the penny option might be one, because this happens from time to time. People get angry with the government and take in a whole bunch of pennies as their payment, and it really makes the bureaucrats angry. And then they usually throw some extra charge at you just to get you back for it. But there's actually a story about pennies. The pennies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna
the American 1 cent piece.
Right, we're going to explore that. As it turns out, it actually is costing more nowadays than a penny to actually manufacture a penny. We'll look at the ramifications.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
What that means, but first we go to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, I was wondering, once that Ohio law passes, you know, that'll be a big boon to divorce lawyers.
Why is that?
Well, you know, if there's a contentious divorce, they could, go in and make claims, you know, because you know this happens in divorce cases sometimes.
Mm, sure.
And, of course, a better settlement out of the other party.
Yeah. So you're saying that one...
A lot better settlement.
You're saying that the wife could, for instance, threaten and say, look, honey, you're going to give me 75% of the sale of the house, or I'm going to accuse you of a sex offense.
Right. Or I'm going to go to them and claim that you did this or that, or I found child porn on your computer or whatever.
Because if you're just tuning in, and Johnson is, essentially, because he just walked into the studio, the first story we started out with tonight was a story about Ohio making it so that anybody who's accused of a sex offense will be going into the sex offender registry. There will not be a court trial required. There will not be any sort of due process or anything like that.
Awesome. You know what I'd do? If I were living in Ohio, I'd go out tomorrow and accuse everyone I know. No! Load the system. Overload. Make every single person in Ohio a sex offender.
That's an interesting
idea. Every single one. Do it.
There you go.
Start.
Glenn, I think you're on to something there. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah. I had a comment about the, you were talking about the Electoral College the other night.
Yeah.
And about how states want to pass a law that whoever wins the popular vote, they're going to cast their electoral votes to that candidate.
Exactly. Whoever wins the popular vote nationwide, the states of California and Colorado, I think California's almost to the point of having Arnold Schwarzenegger sign this, both of those states will then swing their electoral votes in whatever that direction is.
Yeah. Now, think back to 2000 in Florida. What happens if you have a close election and it turns the whole country into turmoil when you have to have a recount nationwide?
Yeah, that would be pretty nasty. If they contested it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
I don't know. Would they even bother, or would they just say, well, that's it. That's our official numbers. We're not recounting for you. I mean, could they do that?
That didn't happen in Florida.
No, that's true. But then again, we're talking about nationwide, so it would be a bit of a different dynamic there. Glenn, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I want to know who's responsible for signing that legislation in Ohio, because I think I might have some hot tips for the Ohio newspapers about who some pedophiles are. That'd be the first phone calls that I'd make.
Right.
I think all those people are pedophiles.
That's why
they wanted to sign that law into play, because what they're doing is they're just trying to divert attention.
Diplomatic immunity, man.
No, they're just trying to divert attention from themselves. It's obvious that they're all sickos. I mean, who would sign that legislation?
I think you're probably
they have
right.
to be pedophiles.
Well, it's
call tonight if you live in Ohio.
No one in attendance voiced opposition to the rules submitted by Attorney General Jim Petros.
Jim Petros. I mean, listen to him. He sounds like a child.
Might as well just change a letter. I mean, then you got Jim Petto.
Yeah.
There you go.
He sounds like a kid toucher. I want you all to call tonight and let all the officials know that he is a kid toucher, because that's what I think.
Well,
think he is.
There's the Joint Committee on Agency Rule Review, consisting of members of both the House and Ohio House and Senate. So those people
get
need
a list.
Research. Yeah.
Well,
get a list. Start calling.
Need to be added to. I mean, I don't know.
That's a great
idea.
They
could be. I think they are. I think everybody needs to call.
1-800-259-9231. So what happens if a penny is actually worth more than 1 cent? And that's what the New York Times is exploring here. It's an issue the United States Mint could soon face if the price of metals continues to rise. Already, it costs...
Because money is worthless now.
already, it costs... The interesting thing about this article is it does not address inflation as a factor here, when, in fact, it's a huge factor.
Yeah, the factor.
Already, it costs the mint well more than a cent to make a penny.
Mm-hmm.
This week, the cost of the metals in a penny rose above 0.8 of a cent. More than twice the value of last fall, because the government spends at least another 0.6 of a cent above and beyond the cost of the metal to actually make each penny.
And what a great investment it would be if you could take say $3,000 worth of pennies,
mm-hmm.
just go in, you know, I don't know, melt them down or something like that, and go in and sell and get a 40% return on your money.
Have you read this already?
No, that's
because that's what they're talking about.
That's an easy idea. If you say a penny is worth 1.4 cents, do it.
You're not the only one with that idea.
No, that what they're saying is that a penny's worth 0.8 cents, but it costs 0.6 cents in order to make it into a penny.
That's true, but it's still the cost is rising, and once the value of the metal goes above 1 cent, then it will be economical.
I've always thought about that. I've always wondered, you know, does that ever happen with metals like nickel because nickel, you know, is another one of those metals that's fairly, you know, expensive, and that's why they have, I guess, quarter, for example, is kind of an amalgamation of different metals. So, you know, I've always wondered that.
So here it says that, again, you got the 0.8 cents on the metal cost, another 0.6 cents to actually manufacture the penny. And according to this, it says to make each penny, it will then lose nearly half a cent on each new one it mints, as though the government's losing the money.
Well,
I mean, they could just print more hundreds.
I'll tell you exactly what will happen.
What?
Pennies will get smaller.
That's possible.
They would have to make the pennies smaller until they would have to start using a different metal.
And they're actually going to, they're considering that as well. The real problem could come if metal prices rise so high that it would be economical to melt down the pennies for the metals that they contain. Mm-hmm. Appearances aside, pennies no longer contain much copper. In the middle of 1982, after copper prices rose to record levels, the mint started making pennies that consist mostly of zinc.
Right.
With just a thin copper coating on
right.
the outside.
Right, they really are. They're just copper plated.
These days, zinc is newly popular. Rising industrial demand
yeah.
speculation have sent the price rocketing. Since the end of 2003, zinc prices have tripled. Gold, by contrast, is up only about 50%. Ed Yardini, chief
of... They used steel back in World War II, so that's an idea.
I think they're talking about bringing that back, too. I think it mentions that. Ed Yardini, chief investment strategist at Oak Associates, says, quote, "What is really new in the commodity world is the extent to which hard commodities have been converted to financial assets through exchange-traded funds and hedge funds. In the 1990s, my hedge fund friends were all experts in technology. Now all they talk about is zinc, lead, and oil. There is a lot of money that has apparently poured into these areas, and that may mean that a bubble is brewing." And Yardini thinks that the run is not yet over. Asked if the mint had a backup plan for what it'll do if the zinc prices rise far enough that it could pay to melt down pennies, which, by the way, I believe that would be a federal crime, because that's essentially defacing currency, isn't it? You can't set a dollar bill on fire. I don't think they would want you to be melting down pennies either.
But I wonder how would they prove that. The other thing that I want to mention is that I think that all the hacker types who listen to our show should definitely pay attention to this. Because if they change the metal that's in the coin, that's going to change the weight of the coin, most likely, weight and size, and a lot of change machines and other vending machines judge the differences between the coins based upon weight and size.
Yeah, but no vending machines take pennies.
I put a penny in a vending machine the other day, and it registered as a dime, interestingly enough.
Like a faulty vending machine.
I saved some money. Now, if they start changing the... If they start changing the way the currency works and mm-hmm. how much
they'll
it weighs...
They'll change all the vending machines.
Oh, yes, they would.
So the backup plan here is perhaps the mint could go back to making steel pennies, as it did during World War II when copper was needed for the war effort. Pennies, meanwhile, are in high demand. Last year, the mint made 7.7 billion of them, more than the number of all the other coins it produced. In the first 3 months of this year, the pace of penny production rose to an annual rate of 9 billion, the highest since 2001.
The pace of penny production.
Why so many? Perhaps there is now actually some hoarding going on, an expectation that the metal prices will keep rising. So maybe people are already collecting pennies.
They're essentially useless. I mean, when you have those little dishes of pennies at convenience right. stores and you can slide them in and slide them out, it's become superfluous.
Let's look at the inflation factor here. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction, Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. And our store is open for business at store.freetalklive.com. We're selling hats. We're selling Free Talk Live t-shirts. We've got the Free Talk Live 6-disc DVD set,
yeah,
which is just fantastic.
There's so much audio on that DVD set. How many
years worth of shows.
Right, but how many hours is that?
Oh, my God.
Like 250 plus.
At least 250 hours.
Yeah, at least 250 hours worth of show.
I mean, yeah. I think there might be 250 shows. There might be 253-hour shows. I don't really know. There's a lot of stuff there.
A lot.
We were on three different stations.
Do you know what the bit rate is?
Let's see. I think I did 128 for the FM days, and then I did 96.
So really high-quality audio, no matter how you slice it, because 96 or 128.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't even hear the difference.
It's very high-quality
CD
audio.
CD-quality audio, at least.
You go back to the original days of Free Talk Live from before we were syndicated. We've been syndicated now for 2 years. By the way, it's our two-year syndication anniversary.
Did you throw your
days? This month. Yeah.
Actually, I don't. Yeah, anyone? Do we have the first show on there?
The very first show. We have the very first show all the way up to the show right before syndication.
All right.
It's all there.
And, you know, so there's...
And perks. There's also the in-between internet shows that we did, mm-hmm, which didn't go on the radio. That's all there.
Right.
There's some other additional bonus stuff that we threw in. All the classic promos that we did as well, those are all on there as well. So if you want to go back in time with Free Talk Live, the Free Talk Live 6-disc DVD set available in the store right now. And it's still available at the pre-order discount. You haven't turned that off yet, have you, Johnson?
No, I've not turned that off.
I was thinking what we should do is just leave it up through Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
That way people can kind of do their Labor Day weekend shopping.
I highly recommend the DVD set just because of how much content it is. It's from you get the first season from when, you know,
Ian was just starting out being a libertarian at that time too.
Pretty close.
I was a libertarian when I was 18, and I started that show when I was 22. So
I understand what you're saying, your ideas weren't the same as they were as they are now.
Okay.
Not even close.
Certainly not.
And I was essentially just a Republican.
Oh. Yeah. You were awful.
A little rush head.
And wow.
Yeah. I remember you were just sort of you were kind of cool with the legalizing marijuana, but you couldn't even fathom going for them.
Seemed like a bad idea.
And it was
to me.
Such a different show too. I mean, we had callers that would just call and attack, and we had there were a lot of
Well, it was an FM station to start, so we had a really young audience.
It was an FM station, but it was also a very different time in radio, so the show had kind of a...
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of... I don't even know if I can use the expression that's used to describe that type of radio show.
Most of it was before the Janet Jackson incident,
mm-hmm.
and it was after the Janet Jackson incident that things started getting clamped down on a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
If you want to experience that, the best way to do it is to go to store.freetalklive.com. Place your order this weekend, now preferably, because we're going to shut off this pre-order discount probably sometime shortly after Labor Day weekend. But there you go. So store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about pennies. The idea here, according to the New York Times, is that the cost of manufacturing pennies is about to go. It's currently over the price of a penny. It's 1.4 cents to actually manufacture a new penny. And they're concerned that once the materials cost, which is currently 0.8 of a cent, 80% of 1 cent. When that actually exceeds 1 cent, then they're concerned that people are going to start hoarding and melting down pennies. And the New York Times article doesn't once broach the subject of inflation. Doesn't once. When in fact, that's probably one of the major factors here. I mean, if zinc, which is what the pennies are made out of right now, mm-hmm. had tripled in price in 1910... it wouldn't really matter because
no.
it would still be way, way, way less than a penny to actually manufacture a penny back then. Nowadays, after 100 years or so, or, you know, just under 100 years of inflation...
and the loss of 97% of a dollar's value?
Right.
I mean, a dollar is worth 3% what it was in, when they started in 1913.
Those prices aren't coming down. I mean, they're going to probably just keep going up.
Yeah,
they
sure.
fluctuate. They're going to fluctuate a little bit, but over time, it's guaranteed that those prices are going up.
Certainly, if we keep switching back and forth between these Democratic and Republican administrations, anyway,
yeah.
that just keep growing the size of government and, you know, increasing the budget deficit and spending all our money on war. And,
so the solution here isn't to shift pennies to steel and keep changing the formulas and do what they're planning on doing. The solution is to end the Federal Reserve system and to get back to a monetary system that's actually backed up by real valuable metals, to where you could actually have certificates in your wallet that actually have something behind them, like silver and gold.
And let the metals vary in price, you know?
Yeah, and let competition come in and decide what the best metals are to back, what the best backing is, period. Maybe it won't even be metals after time. It's a detailed issue. We don't have time to go into it, but that's the solution. We got to go to the phones. Let's talk to Alexander in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Alexander.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, so it's incredible what's happened to our monetary system since 1913, Federal Reserve.
I don't know if it's incredible. I think it's expected.
Yeah, I mean, it allows for government to grow, and it also messes with our economy to such a scale that, you know, we have depressions or what they call now as recessions or whatnot. They try to pretty up the words every now and then.
I remember I saw an article today about inflation and about how the government is always really reporting inflation as low as it possibly can. Apparently, the way they're doing it now is to factor... They're not even factoring in what they call volatile products into this index, into the price index that they determine inflation from. So when the definition of volatile is a product that is going up at a rapid rate.
Wow.
So they're just excluding all of the things that are inflating faster than everything else.
Of course, they don't want anyone to know what's going on.
Yep, it's just amazing. So what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a story that I have. Last night I was actually, I'm here at the University of Florida, and I was actually on a bus that goes around the campus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this girl walked on, and she had, like, this, you know, bright red T-shirt, and it had a hammer and sickle on it with a little star, right?
Oh, my.
So she was, you know, she's obviously commie, right? So whatever, I'm just there, you know, trying not to talk to these people, right?
So I would have just asked her why she was a violent thug.
So we're there on the bus, right? And you know, it's going along, and it goes to every dormitory, and every dormitory is, you know, has its different, you know, sets of quality. Some are more expensive, the other ones aren't, right?
Okay.
So basically, it goes around to the point where it actually gets to the most expensive dormitory, and by most expensive, it's expensive, right?
Yeah, so the rich there, kids live there.
Huh?
The rich
right,
kids live
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And guess where she gets off?
She gets off, exactly.
And I think it's amazing, and it's not so much amazing as it's sort of predictable that she got off there. And in fact, a lot of the early
share the wealth, baby. It's a little hypocritical of her, isn't it?
It is. It's incredibly hypocritical.
Well, no,
she's just trying to.
I want
to shock her parents.
I want to speak to that because you know what? I'm not joking about the fact that I would have said why are you such a violent thug? Why do you support such a violent ideology?
Sure.
Because one of the things that I think a lot of libertarians don't realize is that people who follow and are ardent socialists like that, a lot more in common with us than you would think. The reason why is that those people, they see that there's something wrong going on with government. They're not towing the Republican or Democratic Party lines. Now, they may support government, but if you were to start having a conversation with them, a lot of these people don't support violence. They want to end corporations. They want to get rid of the corporate machine.
Yeah, whatever.
And they don't support violence.
They don't support violence.
They want to help people, and they don't realize that socialism is a violent system. If libertarians would get it a little bit more, and we would stop having these pro-warmonger awful libertarians who are out there just bomb everybody, you know, those types, then we would start converting, we would start bringing people over, and we would get people to understand principle.
You're saying don't hate the commies. Don't hate them.
No.
It's funny that you guys mentioned this, because I'm reading a book currently. It's called Socialism by Ludwig von Mises, and in one of the first chapters, he basically talked about how socialists and, basically free market individuals have the same sort of goals in mind, you know, a better standard of living for all individuals, better life for all individuals. It's just that the means are different, and they have different views, and it's important to convince these individuals who have sort of the same goals as we do, that the fact is that their goal or their means aren't adequate enough to actually meet those goals. So, yeah.
The tricky part is, I think it's absolutely something we should do. We shouldn't leave them out in the cold. We should try to bring them into the libertarian fold. But it's not easy, especially if you're dealing with somebody that's like been reading Marx and totally indoctrinated into socialism. I mean, it's one thing if they're just wearing a shirt to be cool and they're sort of new into it. Then you can really kind of make some changes. Or
Shay rocks.
So good luck there on campus this year, and give us some more stories as they occur. Thanks, Alexander. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231.
Bavara 2008.
So
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You don't know who Che Guevara is?
Oh, Che Guevara.
I'm sorry. I didn't overpronounce it like Ian normally does.
Yeah.
Che Guevara.
Che.
Okay. Wait, which one of you said they were trying to anger their parents? The kid with the shirt? It's very possible that their parents are socialists as well. I mean,
They wouldn't approve of wearing a Soviet socialist T-shirt, though.
Why?
Well, come on. The richest. When I was a punk rocker back in high school in the late '80s, believe me, it was the richest kids in town that were punk rockers. I mean, they were imitating lower working class English youth with their mohawks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they're living on the beach in a 3-story mansion.
1-800-259-9231. Hour 2 is on the way. Polygamous. Busted.
With an elevator in it. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.